This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to Breaking Bread, the show where we explore food through culture, conversations, and a whole lot of curiosity. I'm your host, Lo Yi Jun, a food writer and cook from the Jun and Tonic recipe blog. Every week on this show, we explore a particular dish, ingredient, or culinary story, and I bring in some food friends and experts to feed our bellies and minds. We're now right in the middle of the Ramadan period, and Ramadan bazaars are popping up all over the country. They're selling kuehs and rendangs and all kinds of colourful, flavourful food in the evenings, ready for people to berbuka puasa, or breakfast. So on this week's show, we're letting out our festive food geeks, and we're going to talk about bazaar foods. First on the show, we speak to Hanif Baharuddin, a fellow BFMer from the I Love KL show, who I went on a bazaar trip with, and we discuss some of the snacks and dishes we brought back to the studio from our little bazaar adventure. And later on, we'll hear from Nick Shazmin and Stephanie Yim, co-owners of Mean Min's restaurant in Mutiara Damansara. They recently set up a burger stall at the TTI Ramadan Bazaar, and we talk about the shifting trends of bazaar foods and chat a bit about burgers too. So, without further ado, here's the show. Now, here's a disclaimer. Despite being Malaysian, I haven't actually been to a bazaar in years, mainly because I was away studying and working outside of Malaysia. But finally, this year, I went on a little bazaar adventure with some of the producers from BFM, and we checked out the TTDI Bazaar, which turned into quite the adventure with rainy weather and malfunctioning equipment, making things really interesting. So if you'd like to hear what happened to us that day, tune in to Hanif's show, I Love KL, on BFM. But after our adventure, we managed to get some food back to the studio, and Hanif speaks to me about some of the dishes and snacks that we bought. Okay, so Hanif is here with me. Okay, this first thing that we're going to try is called a roti kurasan. Right?
Yes, roti kurasan. Yeah, it's something that you can only find during Ramadan, I think. I may be wrong, but I think I only managed to find it during Ramadan at bazaars. So it's just a bread, a hot dog bread, I think. That is, and then they put, what do you call this, tomato-based sauce with filling of our choice. I think it can be chicken or beef or sardine in this instance. One. Yeah, and then they wrap the bun in popiah skin and then they fry it. Yeah, so it's like a fried bread, basically. Yeah, which is, I think, quite interesting, I guess.
Wait, so you say you used to have this in Malacca's, right?
Yeah, I used to have it back.
And you always looked up for it?
And I always look up for it, yeah, every Ramadan, because I can only find it during Ramadan.
Okay,
and it's nothing. Well, okay, try it.
What you were gonna say?
No, I mean it's not like a special dish that you. It's like not a must have, but it's just something that, because I remember only having it during Ramadan, I tend to just look up for it. Yeah, it's just like a small snack, lah.
I have a feeling this is just gonna be okay. It's not gonna blow my mind or anything, but sorry to the vendor who sells this, but let me try. There's a very strong tomato taste to it.
Right? Yeah, and then I think the popiah skin makes it a bit crispy, but
Yeah, the popiah skin is a bit crispy. Yeah. But parts of it are a bit dry. And I think like the popiah skin is there to help it hold together, right? So that the filling doesn't leak out when it's being deep fried.
Yeah. But,
I think it kind of reminds me of a Ramly burger or like a burger store at the roadside one.
Yeah, it's just that
because of the tomato sauce that they use and the minced chicken in this case.
Yeah, it's just that the unique thing about it is that they fry it, right? Yeah, so if you think about, you know, no one, and maybe this is a business idea for, you know, vendors out there, you know, fried burger if you think about it. I mean, it's, of course, not going to be healthy, but yeah, if you want to fry a burger or a hot dog bun, this is one of the ways to do it, I guess. Yeah,
something it's like just simple. You know, in Ireland, was it? That they have like deep fried Mars bars, right? And they just deep fried tons of things. So this is one of This is one of them, I guess. During Ramadan, people just start deep frying a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try the next one, which is about an ayam percik.
Okay, ayam percik is a... I think it's a common dish that you can find, you know, a lot of places these days. But I think during Ramadan, I think it has that added oomph. I think people do look forward to ayam percik during Ramadan. Mm. Yeah, and the one that you have here is
it's the like one kuah kacang.
Yeah, with kuah kacang, right? Yeah, I think which is maybe you're supposed to. I don't know whether you're supposed to drench the kuah kacang
over
the ayam percik, or you can just use it as a dipping sauce. Either way, I think it works. Yeah. Yeah, and ayam percik is a favorite for a lot of people as well during Ramadan, I think.
But I was wondering if it actually, before it became famous, like during non-Ramadan periods, right, was it like a bazaar staple? Was it only available in bazaars?
I think so. I mean, I can't say for sure, but it's definitely a staple these days, I think. And it's something that I think because people can't really prepare themselves, and you can't really find ayam percik at restaurants. I think it's a classic bazaar food pasar malam food that people, you know, go out and look out for lah. Especially during Ramadan. I think despite being a staple, I think these days people still look out for ayam percik during Ramadan. And this was the one that I think the seller managed to convince you through his recording, right?
It was the noisiest store out there, so I had to get it. Hey, but it looks very good. I'm very excited for this. It's basically like that flavor and the smoke that you get from a satay, right? Because it's essentially, with the kuah kacang especially, it does remind you very much of a satay, especially since it's grilled as well. And there's bits of charred stuff on it.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised that they choose this route rather than, because I think ayam percik has, people also prepare ayam percik in different styles. Right?
Usually there's no kuah kacang to go.
Yeah, and right? There's no kuah kacang, and usually they have a different kind of, I won't say kuah kacang, because the gravy is a bit more pinkish, if you're familiar with it, right? Yeah. So this one is a bit more, I think, classic satay style, right?
So is it like a wrong terminology for
No, I think in fact it's more accurate because the store literally markets it as ayam percik kuah kacang. I think it's a bit more accurate. But it's just that I think I'm more familiar with ayam percik with like a more, I think, diluted gravy rather than like a literal kuah kacang gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it looks unique enough in that sense, I think. Mm. Yeah.
And we also bought one of the newer things or things that you don't really see at bazaars, which is a... Fried crabs?
Fried soft shell crabs.
So you don't really see much of this at bazaars, right?
Yeah, I think this is definitely something as new as this year, I think. I think I've seen it at like a
random like street
random
food
street food thingy, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna try this. I hope it's still really crispy though. It looks crispy.
Sounds crispy.
I guess it's like a really good snack to start your meal, right?
Yeah.
And for drinks, we bought air katira.
Yes.
Katira?
Yes, katira.
So what is it?
It's a Johorian... I mean, it comes from Johor, I think. And if I'm not mistaken, it's made of, I think, milk. Maybe pandan. I don't know.
So it's like a green drink with like bits in it. I see some basil seeds, like biji selasih.
Yeah, biji selasih. Mm. And then sometimes they put dates in it as well, red dates. Basically, like, it's just like a, I don't know how to describe it, but it's just, I know that it's from Johor.
It's almost like a bandung, but green.
Yes. Yeah, bandung with is the right stuff. Word to describe it. I think it's like bandung, green, yeah, with stuff. Yeah, right. With like biji selasih and a lot more things. And
where does the name come from, though? Katira? Maybe that's the name of the woman who first started with it.
Maybe, yeah. But it's a Johorian dish, Johorian drink. I mean, famous in Johor. And I think in Johor, you can find it all year long. But elsewhere, you can only find it during Ramadan. Yeah,
because I like the pandan flavour in it.
There's a pandan flavour as well. Yeah, I think bandung is the right way to describe it. It has like a very ai bandung thingy, right?
Mm. Yeah. Usually the ai bandung I don't like because the roast syrup is a bit too strong sometimes. Mm. This is nice, so it's just pandan. Cool. Okay, thanks Hanif for joining me on this eating tour of bazaar foods.
We're going to now take a quick break. I've been speaking to Hanif from the I Love KL show. When we return, you'll hear from Nick Shazmin and Stephanie Yim from Mean Mince. Stay tuned. You're listening to Breaking Bread on BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Breaking Bread, the show where we go bonkers over bizarre food. I'm Jun, and this week's show is all about the food found at Ramadan bazaars. We have Nick Jasmine and Stephanie Yim with us. They are the co-owners behind Mean Mince, a burger restaurant, burger place at Mutiara Damansara that opened less than a year ago. So welcome onto the show, guys.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, thank you.
Nick, you're better known as Min, right?
That's Min. Right, that's why the name of the restaurant actually is
Min.
Okay, so that's how the restaurant came to be, right? So what kind of food do you serve?
So we are mainly an American restaurant that specializes in burgers. So we do all types. I mean, we even do sliders, I mean, normal type of burgers. And we're actually the home of the specialty, the deep fried burger. So far, none in Malaysia. Yes.
Oh, cool. And I recently saw you have a stall at the TTDI Bazaar as well,
yep,
right?
We just opened a TTDI Bazaar this year itself.
And what was your motivation behind opening it?
Since we are new, actually, so we are trying to get more exposure. So TTDI Bazaar has always been one of the main ones in Malaysia. So we're actually getting quite good exposure when opening in Bazaar this year, yeah.
But it's not very common to find restaurateurs opening bazaar stores, right?
It was a leap of faith. I mean, it's good to try. I mean, we don't lose anything.
Yeah, came out and then we just took it.
Oh, wait. So how does it work actually? If you want to go and open a store at a bazaar, do you have to go to like the community? Is there a bazaar community?
There's a persatuan community.
Actually, in the Tamantun one, there's two types. So there's under one the Tamantun Persatuan, and the other side is under DBKL. So on the Persatuan side, somebody actually approached us and said there was a lot empty. Somebody pulled out. So I just said, do you want to go in? It was like 1 week before the Ramadan. So we had to get ready and everything. So actually we made it quite well.
Cool. So how's it been like? Do you guys serve the same sort of thing at the restaurant?
At the bazaar now, we're just currently doing one. So we're only doing the sliders. Mm-hmm. It's one of the easiest one to do rather than, and it's last minute. So we couldn't actually prepare for more things. So now we're just focusing on the sliders.
How's the response been so far?
Quite good, actually. So on the day we closed on the bazaar, somebody actually came to our restaurant. She said they had our sliders at the bazaar. And they came all the way to our restaurant to actually have it again because we were closed at the bazaar.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And this particular guy actually came from Kuantan all the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to tapau some of our sliders back home. Yeah. So, I mean, it's quite good exposure, you see. So people actually do come by our restaurant from the bazaar.
And one thing I also noticed at the TTDI bazaar, right? You're not the only burger stall.
There is a lot of competition.
Yeah, there's so much competition. Yeah. And for me, I personally haven't been to many bazaars, but do you see that over the past few years, there's been like a more Western influence to the bazaar foods?
I think people are trying to go more different. I mean, there is usually the normal local foods, but people are trying to experiment in all these new cuisines. You get Japanese cuisines, you get, Western things, like you say, Vietnamese rolls. There's so many new things out there.
And I guess it used to be all this like gui mui, rendang.
There is still those.
Yeah, there is still those.
They do keep back the tradition, but they're trying other new things. Because if everyone does the same thing, the competition will be higher. So they try to go somewhere else where they don't have that much competition. So I think it works out.
So how are you standing out from the other burger stalls out there?
Another reason why we did the sliders.
Smaller format.
People said when they want to book up pasta, one whole burger is a little too much. So ours is a bit smaller, so they can have like one and then they share the rest with the other people.
And so they can, buy more fruit from the bazaar. Like, I'm pretty sure, Malaysians, they like to eat their food, so they can buy like kuih, maybe some rice, and then they can have burgers, and they can have all.
When you're fasting, you tend to bulk buy, So one whole burger might be too filling for one person, so actually we try sliders.
It
appeals to kids more, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes, lots of kids look at a small burger and the parents are like, okay, would you like a little mini burger?
A lot of adults like to go for it too. We have like a lot of like older men come here, like grandfather age lah. Then we're like, oh, Pakcik, you buying for your chuchu, is it? Then he was like, no, I'm buying for my kids, actually. Then I'm like, oh, and then like he will say, oh, my kids are adults already. I'm like, ah, okay.
And so you do see people trying, yeah, actually want to try other things as opposed to normal local food every day.
Mm.
And these are, you know, all the small old pakciks coming around, Melayu pakciks coming. So it's good that they actually try new things.
Mm. And for you, Stephanie, do you help out with like the cooking and the prep as well for the bazaar?
I'm more of the front of house, which is basically the same role I do in the restaurant. So,
but what does a front of house at a bazaar entail, though?
I take their orders, I greet them, and then I handle the... I basically don't touch the food, lah.
Right, right.
The part where I do handle the food is packing it and passing it to the customers.
Her job is mainly to actually promote the restaurant.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
PR and marketing on my side.
Mm, cool. And have you had any difficulties cooking or like preparing the sliders at the bazaar itself? Because, you know, like in a restaurant, you're like covered. Whereas when I went that day, it was raining so heavily and you could see that just the crowd dispersed from the bazaar.
First few times it rained, we had some troubles. But after a while, we sort of got our system right. And then we just, you know, cover up everything.
But surprisingly, a lot of people, they actually do go out even though in the midst of the heavy rain.
We get
like very dedicated people coming with their umbrellas and they are willing to wait under the rain just to get our burgers. And
wow.
Okay. It's
dedication for food.
Malaysian for food, yes. They go all out.
And in terms of the cooking itself, so you have like a grill or flat top there?
I've got actually a barbecue pit. So we've got the flat top with the actual charbroil.
Ah.
So we do the burgers under the flat iron and then the bread on the charbroil.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Mm. It's something I had it's a long time ago.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Is that how you do it at the restaurant as well?
At the restaurants, we have bigger ones and more stationary ones, but this one is more transportable.
Mm. So the Ramadan Bazaar will end next week?
Tuesday.
Next week, Tuesday would be the last day.
Next Tuesday. So do you think it's like has been a worthwhile experience so far?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a very good learning experience.
Mm. Will you encourage other budding restaurateurs to go out and set up bazaar stores?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
If your food can be in bazaar, why not? Just go for it. But there is something different in bazaar, like prep work. You have to prep everything in the restaurant and then you bring it over because they don't tend to wait so long in bazaar. People want it fast, they take it and go. So we have to actually prepare everything in the restaurant, bring it over, just quickly cook it, give it to customers.
Cool. Well, all the best with your remaining few days at the bazaar.
Yes.
But cool. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you very much for having
us. Thank you,
June. That's all for this week's show. For more episodes, head to www.bfm.my or find us on iTunes, Spotify, and on the BFM app. And if you're hungry for more funky food writing and recipes, head to my blog at junandtonic.com. That's JUNANDTONIC.com. And to all my Muslim friends and listeners, Selamat Berpuasa. I'm Jun, and you've been listening to Breaking Bread on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.